I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Most, sponsored by...
I've got a stomach pain that's...
Northwestern Medicine, impact every day.
On my toe, and I need you now.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Nice start to the week. Good start. Like your attitude, all positive.
Absolutely. It's Monday. We're ready to roll.
All right, so a couple of things to jump into here. Let's start with the famous IBM computer Watson. What do you have to do with that?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes, not last night, but last week, and they just showed what Watson is starting to do in healthcare, and it's absolutely fascinating. And it's really, it could be a game changer as far as we look at some aspects of healthcare.
Some really intricate, complicated, cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely really cool stuff. I'll give you an example. When I finish this call, I go to something called Tumor Board. And what Tumor Board is we discuss cases for patients, new patients with cancer. And today happens to be Tumor Board for neurology. So we'll discuss brain cancer patients for the next hour. And you sit around this room and you have all these brilliant people, brilliant minds, and it's video conferenced in, and you talk about what are we going to do about this patient.
So you go over potential outcomes and procedures and what we have and what we can do, that kind of thing?
Yep. What trials are out there? What trials just finished? What chemotherapy should we use? What's the best thing?
Got it.
Now, when you're doing this, you have to remember that these are the individuals in this room, whatever is in their mind, whatever their knowledge base is. Watson takes it another step and says, you know what? Your doctors might be able to read 3,000 journals and clinical trials. I can read everyone in the world. I can look at everything that's been done for brain cancer in a certain period of time. I can look at all of the images in brain cancer and tell you that when it looked like this in year one, this is what it was going to look like in year five.
So you could have the entire database of brain cancer knowledge, and you input your patient stuff and maybe get an outcome you wouldn't have just from great doctors in the room.
Correct. You know, and the doctors are going to look at it and say, wow, this is great. They shouldn't feel bad about that. They should feel like we're using every part of data that we possibly can. We always say, did you look at the medical record? Well, looking at a medical record can be very difficult. There's so much data. It's not really organized well at times. Watson, in fact, can look at it, reorganize it, and come up with good suggestions. And I think that's, you know, just give you the example of oncology. I think the more fascinating thing that's going to happen is what's going to happen with radiology and how we're going to read images and how we're going to be interpreting CAT scans and MRIs in the future.
So does every hospital need a Watson?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how Watson plays out to get commercialized. But let me put it for an example for you. A busy radiologist will read 20,000 images in a year.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Watson can read 30 billion.
Wow.
So what they're teaching Watson right now is they're looking at all of these images, because IBM just bought a company that holds images, and it's teaching Watson to look at the image, look at the medical record, and look at the response. And they're teaching Watson what to look for in certain disease states. I mean, it's absolutely fascinating when you think about it. Someone comes into the emergency room. We do what we call a big pan CT because we're not sure. They're unconscious and we don't know what's going on. 4,000 images. It takes the doctor, a while to read that. Watson could read it immediately.
So what does that mean for future jobs in the medical business? Because if somebody, radiology not that long ago was an absolute must get into field because you guys are hiring radiologists left and right.
Yep.
Does this mean now that radiologist jobs will be less important, or will they be important in a different way?
They'll be important in a different way, definitely. And it's not a matter of when we're going to have computers, you know, reading. I mean, it's going to happen. So now you're going to have radiologists do things differently. Radiologists, not only are they reading images, but they also know a lot of the clinical background. They're also giving suggestions to surgeons as far as, okay, here's where the tumor is. You can't go in that direction to go in and take out that tumor, because if you do, you're going to hit this artery, this nerve, this muscle. So they're still definitely going to have a very important place, but it's actually going to make their work more efficient. So instead of them measuring little nodules, Watson's going to say, here's your chest x-ray, here's your chest CT, here's the nodules. Now you tell the surgeon or you tell the oncologist in discussion with them as to what to do next.
Right, right, right. Medical progress, saving more lives every day. So that's pretty cool. We like
yeah,
that. We like
quicker, that. More accurately, I think it's phenomenal.
Let's talk about strokes when we come back. Some interesting data and interesting developments there, including something called a mobile stroke unit. Because, as you've said many times, time lost is brain loss, so that's a big deal. Back to Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day. And it's 6:51. Kev, let's talk about strokes and stroke patients a little bit. Every time someone has a stroke, the absolute key is to get them medical help immediately, right?
Right. Yeah, let's just go over a couple of basics for strokes again. You know, you can't pound enough basic information out to the public right now about strokes just because of the vast changes that have been made in how we treat stroke patients. So a stroke, again, is essentially just like a heart attack, but it's in the brain. A blood clot will often form, and it'll stop blood flow to the brain. And when that does, we see outward signs. When we're having a heart attack, we see that as the person has chest pain, chest discomfort, says he's short of breath, is often sweating. For the brain patient, for the stroke patient, you're going to see something, and the acronym is just to remember is FAST, F-A-S-T. Facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty or slurred speech, and then the T is for time. In other words, call 911 immediately. Because we know that the quicker we get this patient in and get treatment for them, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, and time wasted, time lost is brain lost, as the commercial goes, and as you've said many times. So what is the mobile stroke unit?
Okay, so first let's go back. So what we end up happening here is, you know, we want to get these patients in as quickly as possible. And the reason is that, I'll give you an example. When I started my residency, people had strokes. What we did was, okay, how are we going to rehab them after their stroke? Then we got a clot-busting drug called TPA. It allowed us to do simply exactly what we do in the heart. We try to dissolve that clot. Then we got to a point where we can go in and take a blood clot out. We have these brilliant physicians called interventional neuroradiologists that go up into the brain and remove the clot. A study from JAMA just came out that showed, you know what? We used to think that you had to do it within 3 hours, and then you used to do it within 4 hours, then you had to do it within 5 hours. And now, actually, a study just came out that said even 7 hours after a stroke, if you're in the hands of a good interventional neuroradiologist, they can get that clot out, we can get blood flow there, and we can still have a good outcome.
Well, I had a blood clot in my lungs.
Yep.
We used heparin. Can you not use that on the brain?
Well, you can, but it doesn't work as well. And heparin is actually more of a blood thinner, and it's going to just hopefully break up the clot a little bit.
And you don't have that kind of time to work within the brain.
Exactly. It takes too long, where the TPA works much quicker. So now, like you just said, what about a mobile stroke unit? So this is something that's fascinating. There's about five of them in the country right now. We're very fortunate at Northwestern that we will have one come late December, January, right around that time.
It's going to be a cool van with stroke busters on the side of it, and you're going to come in and save the day?
Pretty cool. If you think about it, right, what we're saying is the quicker we can start treatment, the quicker we can get blood flow back to the brain, the quicker the patient is going to have the better outcome they're going to have. So what do we tell? We say, okay, 911 gets a call, and it's a description of a patient having a stroke, so we send the ambulance there as quickly as possible. They put the patient on the gurney, they get them back in the ambulance and drive them to the hospital faster. And we say, well, what we want to do is we want to shorten that time. So what do we tell the ambulance drivers to drive faster? No, what we're actually doing is we have the technology now that we're going to put a CAT scanner inside the ambulance, and we're going to scan the individual in their driveway.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Is there anything that can be done at home, Doc, before the first responders get there? I know there's a lot of myths out there. Administer an aspirin, keep having the patient, you know, recite things, their name. It's what actually happened to my father many years ago.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, aspirin because it's what we do with heart attacks, right? Boy, you're having a heart attack or you're having symptoms of a heart attack, you know, take baby aspirin. At least it's going to start to slow down the clot getting bigger. It's not going to make it any smaller, but it's going to stop it from getting any bigger. The bad thing about the brain is strokes can be caused by two things. They can be caused by a clot, or they can be caused by a bleed. In other words, the artery ruptures and blood is flowing into the brain instead of a clot blocking it. We want to know which it is, because you don't want to give that person TPA. It's going to make the bleeding worse. And that's the one where we need a neurosurgeon to go in to stop that bleeding. If we know it's a clot, then yes, then the paramedic actually will be able to give TPA, in the driveway. And by the time they get to the hospital now, you've just cut off minutes, and the team is ready waiting for them instead of doing the CAT scan when you get to the hospital.
So literally, the one thing you got to do is call 911. Call 911 and get somebody there medical professionals there as quickly as possible.
That is probably the biggest message. It's not, you know what, Grandma, it looks like your face is drooping a little bit. Let's put you to sleep and let's see how you do in the morning. No,
not good.
Not good at all. We know time is brain, and you know what? The quicker you see any of those symptoms and know to look for them, ask them to smile. If they can't smile, one side goes up and one side doesn't. If they can't lift their arms, test their strength. If they're slurring their speech and they haven't had alcohol, boy, there's another one. Let's get them in quickly.
It's Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine. When did you say you guys will have the mobile stroke unit?
It's being built right now. We were hoping to get possession of it in early December, and then after some testing and being checked by the state, we're hoping to get it rolling out by January is our set date right now.
And
we're going to start small. We're going to start just in the western suburbs, just around this area, and then as we prove it, we'll roll it out further. And it's all on a foundation. We're not using taxpayer dollars for this. This is all done by donations. And I think we're going to change how we deal with stroke patients out here.
That's why you do all those fundraisers all year.
Exactly.
I wish you had a better MC.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes we have to go to the bottom. But
not great. Not great. Sometimes you have to ask me.
Yep.
Great stuff, man. It's exciting times in medicine, which is good because we hear too much negativity. This is all positivity.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to not talk about Obamacare and things like that and get away from the business side of it and actually talk about some really cool things that are going to impact how we all live and how we all continue to have great quality of life as well as quantity.
Donald Trump just tweeted out strokes are rigged by the media.
Yes.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.
Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, Impact Every Day.